All right, welcome to Punk Rock Cheeseburger. I am Rocky, and I am here with Chico. How's it going?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
It's going good, man.
Good, good. So, yeah, we are here having a... I'm having a couple drinks. How about you?
I'm dry, man. I got fucking 4 beers left, and I'm broke till tomorrow.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So I'm going to get mean. I'm a mean sober.
No. So, you have any topics? Anything you've been thinking about? What have you been doing for the week?
It's been a long freaking week, man.
You know what? You're telling me.
Mucho trabajo, poco dinero.
What?
Say what?
Say what?
Speak English, damn it. This is America.
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 So this is what? This is episode 1 of the new podcast.
Right, which means it'll probably be the worst episode of them all.
I thought you were going to say it was going to be the last one.
The first and the last. Canceled.
Before it even
Instant
started.
Canceled. The pilot. Yeah. Rejected.
I'm hoping we can take this and put on multiple platforms. And I have some things already set up. I'm going to do YouTube, Facebook, hopefully. And then I'm looking into actual podcast websites to put this on.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Twitch?
I'm thinking about it. Someone suggested that we do Twitch.
So, that's possible.
Yeah, we'll see. So I had one topic written down. Just
what's that?
It was... I didn't really get into it, but it started out, I wanted to talk about like serial killers' last meals. But then, like, the topic, because I didn't do a whole lot of homework on it, so I was thinking the topic, I would ask you, if you were on death row, what would you want your last meal to be? It could be literally anything. I don't think they allow that.
Okay, all right. So something close, like a fish taco or something.
Yeah.
Something that reminds me of or something like that.
You're a gross man.
I'd probably have like a 20 course meal so I could eat it real slow.
Yeah. I did look into a little bit. I don't remember names, but there are people who had like you just said, a 20 course meal. And I wonder if it's because that's what they wanted or they're just trying to like extend it before they die.
Yeah, that's it. The idea is to extend. This will take a couple of days, fellas.
Yeah, and then there's another guy. I hate to give him credit, but I got to give him credit. His last meal was an olive with the pit still in. And apparently his mindset was it'll go into his body and obviously he'll be killed. And then when they bury him, he would turn into an olive tree eventually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a hell of a thought.
Yeah.
They'd have to bury him without a casket, though.
It might have been like an older, like back in the day where it's just a wooden box, so it would probably break down.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. People are actually kind of doing that now with those the new environmentally friendly caskets and urns and everything. You put your ashes in the special urn and they put you in the ground and a couple of years later you're growing into a tree.
That sounds cool. I kind of like the idea of letting your body go back to nature, just decompose and shit. Yeah. You know, shit eats you and shit grows and you just become part of the natural world that you came from.
Yeah.
I think the concept of caskets is kind of bizarre to me. Putting yourself in a box and then in a hole in the ground.
I think it depends on what your beliefs are, as in like
yeah.
back in the day, did you believe in zombies? So that's why you lock them up in.
Come up off the ground and shit.
But realistically, yeah, it just takes up room.
Yeah, like if you, I don't know. I don't get it.
I'm sure there's like a logical reason as to why they did it. Maybe it kept the bodies from floating up during the floods or something, or I don't know. I don't know.
That'd be lovely, a fucking tidal wave of bodies.
I believe that's one of the reasons why they bury you so deep, is because that actually happened once.
Oh, yeah?
Bodies started floating through town.
Damn. Could have something to do with disease, too, right?
It could, yeah. You know what? That's actually a good point.
This is a lovely topic. This should generate tons of views.
People must be cracking up right now.
Composition, man. Let's tune into that.
You know what? We'll see what happens. Everyone has a niche, you know?
Yeah, we'll get all the goths and shit. You're talking about death, man.
These guys are talking about cool freaking topics, so man.
Edgy.
Dead bodies floating through towns, man.
I kind of want to crack open this beers, but it would be like a tease because I only have four.
You know what? Four is better than none. I think I would do it, but that's just me.
That's true.
I'm this guy.
See, you're like a beer half full type of guy.
Yeah.
I see the beer half empty. So, yeah. One topic that's kind of interesting is just this relationship. The two unlikely friends. Kind of like a fucking narration there. I'm sticking someone up in an alley. You head banging the skinheads. Who'd have thought they'd be best pals?
The odd couple.
Chico and the Ming. 2019 version.
Okay, let me actually ask you, because I do fuck with you, but we never really truly got into it, at least not when I was sober. What is your nationality?
I'm ambiguously Latino. No. No, I'm Puerto Rican, man. I'm from the Caribbean. Caribbean Islander.
Gotcha.
Yep.
I'm from New Jersey.
So now all the YouTube racists can lay in on me now. Fucking speak.
Oh, it's kind of hard to build a wall between America and Puerto Rico.
Yeah, it is. You'd have to have like a floating wall.
I'm just thinking of like border security and floaties.
Floaters. Giant floaters around Puerto Rico. I could see Trump trying that shit. Got to build that wall. The floating wall.
Gonna build the wall. It's gonna float. It's gonna float greater than any other walls ever floated before.
The Puerto Ricans are gonna pay for it. With rice and beans.
Especially that Chico guy.
Glasses, man. What's he hiding? Oh, my God.
Yes.
And you're white. you're from Whiteyland.
You're from Puerto Rico. I'm from New Jersey.
Jersey.
New Jersey.
Jersey boy. The situation.
Yeah. I got a fatuation.
Oh, man. No hair gel for you, though, right?
No. Even if I wanted to.
Saves you some money. You've lived in Jersey all your life?
Like 99% of it. I spent a...
Is that where you were born?
Yeah, born and raised. And then I spent about a year, a little less than a year in South Carolina.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was...
South Carolina.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah. You. That was interesting, huh?
It was.
I wouldn't have lasted 5 minutes, would I?
You would be fine. You would actually be completely fine.
Really?
Yeah, I was the one actually. I don't know why. I don't know if it was that particular town or what, but I didn't fit in anywhere.
Wow.
Like, it doesn't matter background, color. Like, I just did not fit in this town.
Is it because everything was small, like small doorways?
Let me tell you something. No, it was
Mr. Literal. That's like a suit, should be like an awkward superhero.
Mr. Literal.
You didn't fit. South Carolina, that's small. I guess because, yeah, from Jersey to South Carolina is a whole other world.
That's the whole thing. It was
New York City or something.
Yeah, I just wasn't. I was a Yankee.
Damn Yankees
coming down here.
So white people are prejudiced even against each other. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yep.
Damn Yank.
You wouldn't believe it, but it's true.
Just kidding, folks. I don't think that about all white people. Calm down.
You're reverse racist.
I'm a reverse racist. That'd be another awkward character. The reverse racist.
The reverse racist.
Does that even mean reverse? Like, racist is racist, right?
Yeah.
What's reverse? Reverse racism is like not racism, right?
I think that's pretty much it. It's a double negative type deal.
Yeah, it's a double. Yeah, it's a reverse racism. What is that? It means you love everybody because it's the reverse.
Reverse.
Racism.
So I gotta ask you, do you like punk rock?
I love punk rock. I grew up with it because I grew up in a really interesting neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
The Lower East Side.
Word.
And, you know, I saw the CBGB days. And, mm-hmm. You know, so I grew up hip-hop, but because inner city guy, right?
Right.
Region inner city guy. But, you know, CBGBs was a hop skipping away. There was punk rockers in the neighborhood. And so it was an interesting environment. I got turned down to...
Yeah.
To all kinds of music. You know, I grew up hip hop, then I got turned down to punk, then I got turned down to metal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I'm Puerto Rican, so of course, Latino music, salsa, merengue, and all that stuff, Afro Cuban. So, yeah, I got into everything. It was pretty cool.
Nice. I heard you're actually a huge country fan.
Puerto Rican country.
How would that even go?
Puerto Rican country. You lose your coconut, you lose your dog, you lose your wife. You lose your mangoes.
You almost made me spit, man.
Then you lose the island itself. We're Puerto Rico. It's like underwater still. Jesus. But our people hang in there. We're used to the shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, well, what you gonna do, man? Shit happens. Shit has been happening to us since the 1500s. This is just another thing. That's just nature fucking with us and shit. It's like it used to be the colonists, you know, whatever, whitey. Now it's nature fucking with us. Damn. Is it right, God?
Oh, God.
God's an asshole, I guess. Damn, I'm like instantly alienating everybody before this podcast even gets going. What do you say about religion?
He don't believe in God. He's going to hell.
He's going to hell.
Well, how am I going to hell if I don't believe in God?
He hates white people and he hates God. What is this? This is just offensive. I don't think I like this. That's not interesting at all.
What
I don't
are these
like
guys,
this podcast.
What are they talking about? This is not good.
And this is so confusing.
I don't get it.
Is he an Indian? Is the other guy the Lone Ranger?
So I got to ask you the second question.
Okay.
Do you like cheeseburgers?
That's like the creepiest way to ask. It's such a benign, harmless question, but you somehow
made
it sound
creepy.
So creepy.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Can I ask you a question? Do you like cheeseburgers?
Hey, come here, kid. Hey, you got cheeseburgers. Mommy! Get away from that creepy cheeseburger guy.
Stay away from my kids and your cheeseburgers.
Nothing like a good cheeseburger. You know what makes cheeseburgers so good? The cheese.
I was going to say the meat. Mm. All right, so now, who have we offended so far?
Offended,
religious people?
I think we've offended women. No, not really. I think my jail thing was pretty justified. Uh-huh. We offended white people.
We just offended probably vegetarians or vegans with the whole
vegetarian. Yeah, that's right.
Kind of goes with the name, though.
Right. Murderers.
Punk rock murderers.
Punk rock murderers.
It's my new band. Chuck.
So what would a punk rock? Because that's actually a pretty cool name. If you ran a burger joint, right?
Yeah.
And what you would have to invent the punk rock cheeseburger, right?
Yeah.
So what would a punk rock cheeseburger be? Would it have like a little bacon mohawk?
I don't know. I would have to say, because a lot of people say punk rock is it's the attitude.
The attitude.
Maybe
the burger with the attitude.
It's gonna maybe have some jalapenos, a little spicy.
Eat me, bitch.
Put me in your mouth.
God. You're creeping me out, man.
I love it.
The attitude.
Yeah, it's all about the attitude.
Jalapenos, hot sauce.
Yeah, jalapenos, hot sauce, maybe some pepper jack cheese.
Pepper jack, there you go. That's attitude.
Yeah, a little spicy. Make it spicy.
Beefsteak tomatoes.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think. I think.
Is that what they're called? Beefsteak tomatoes?
That's one of the types.
Yeah.
Tomatoes. So,
there we go. We could put some of that in there.
Put some of them with Jersey tomatoes on there.
And serve them with fries that look like this. like finger fries. There's some attitude. Like, fuck you, fries. So there you have it. That's a fucking idea. That'll sell.
Yeah.
Punk rock cheeseburger, fuck you, fries.
Welcome to Punk Rock Cheeseburger. Can I take your order? You want fuck you fries with that?
Extra fuck you fries, okay. Mm-hmm.
You want extra special sauce on that?
Oh, man. We need some kind of drink special.
Wow. Serve alcohol, punk rock cheeseburger.
Or piss beer, piss water beer. Looks and smells like piss. So that's pretty punk.
So we're serving Bud Light.
Now we pissed off the Bud Light people. Let's add that to the list. Hey, I drink Bud Light, damn it.
This is fun.
These guys don't make any sense.
Why am I still watching these guys?
I can't stop watching. Like, car accident.
Over and over again.
Our mission is to lower the collective IQs of the masses.
How's that burger?
That's a juicy burger, isn't it? That's a fat burger.
Looks lean to me.
Funk rock cheese. It sounds more like pito burger and shit. Come here, juicy like burger.
I like my burgers 80-20. Should we call it a night?
All right, yeah. Let's see how this,
Like I said, this is the first episode. This was just messing around. This isn't,
it's a trial run, folks.
I'll say this isn't like the format. We can change a lot of things, but I just wanted to kind of get something up and going because I've been trying to like just get it out there, and I haven't had anything to show. So hopefully I can do some editing and we can get something out there.
Cool.
So,
we'll improve as we go along, of course.
It was nice talking to you. I will keep you on the line even after we're done here for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But subscribe, like, and share, everyone. Thank you for hanging out. We will see you next time.